Got it, Rex.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just wondering in regards to my
Sorry, your line just completely broke up there.
Oh, is that better? Sorry, it's very weird.
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You sort of.
Hold on one second. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Sorry, my name was Kyle. I'm just calling in regards about my Super Forester I called about a month or two ago in regards to tuning it. Was just inquiring, do you guys do afterpay, like tunes and stuff like that?
Sorry, did you say afterpay?
Yeah, correct.
No, we don't do afterpay.
Okay. And with the tuning side of things, I'm looking at doing the intercooler, the air intake and the downpipe for the cross sport.
Yep.
Of course, the downpipe, do you guys still have the downpipes in stock?
No, not at the moment. So they're very hard to get downpipes for at the moment.
Okay, even the NVIDIA ones you're sold out of? Or?
NVIDIA, we've got normal downpipes to suit like a GD, but they'll have to get modified to suit your Forester.
Yeah, correct. I was talking to Warwick about it, and he said that they'll suit it to fit the Forester.
So we have to modify it, but there's obviously extra cost involved to do that.
Yeah, do you know how much that is?
To do the mod to the downpipe would be probably another 300 to 450. So 2 to 3 hours labour.
Okay. And how much is the downpipe?
The NVIDIA's are $1,149 from memory.
Okay, so let's just say $1,500 for the downpipe, roughly.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And then plus the labour to fit it, which is another $300.
Okay, all right. And then the air intakes and the intercoolers, do you guys have them, or would that just be something easier for me to get?
We've got Process West intakes here, so that's easy.
Yep.
Intercooler, don't really need one. You can if you want to get an upgraded one. We can get you a Process West as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Okay. I was thinking of just the intercooler.
Sorry, your line is breaking down there again.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking of getting I was thinking of doing it online just so I can afterpay it so it's easier with funds at the moment in terms of the intercooler.
Yeah.
Much of a muchness for the intercooler. I've been told by everyone to just do the intercooler when you're doing the tune, but is it worth doing or?
Definitely worth doing. You're not going to get any power gains out of it though.
Okay. It's just better for like cooling and stuff on a hotter day or?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just more consistency.
Okay. Yeah, cool. If I was to tune it and then put the intercooler on, is that okay or?
You can, but you have to bring it back for a data log and a little touch-up. So normally that's $150.
Okay. Okay, well then that's all right. I just got to get the air intake and downpipe, really.
Yeah, and then we can just touch it up with an intercooler. Normally we recommend just do it all in the one hit.
Okay.
If you want to do the intercooler later down the track, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, cool. Now, the other thing that I've been thinking of is getting a different turbo for the car.
Yeah.
Do you guys source them, or is it better for me to get one?
We can get you brand new turbos. It won't be like a TD04 or anything like that. It'll be something bigger, like a GDPS02,
okay.
Which I think they're about 2,400, but they're a fair bit bigger than a stock turbo.
Yeah, for sure. I'm assuming that's probably not a good idea for the cross port.
You're going to run out of injectors. You're just going to top everything out. Is it just TFO 35 on there at the moment or TDO4?
That's a TFO 35.
Yeah, a good upgrade would be... I can probably even get you a VF34 STI turbo.
Okay.
They're about 2K.
Do you know how much they are?
2K for the turbo, so I think they're 1950 plus the labour to fit them.
Yeah.
But again, they're a little bit big, so you're going to top out the car as well. So they're on the limit. Obviously, we can tune the suit, just, you know, bring the car back from there. Yeah, but you're going to start spending big bucks on the thing.
Yeah, because would the next step, if I was to do the vehicle, would be injectors and oil pump?
Sorry, your line's breaking up there again. I didn't catch that.
Oh, no, sorry. Is that better?
Yep.
I'm assuming if I do the VF34, then I need to do injectors and fuel pump?
Yes, but the problem with injectors on that car is I'm pretty sure they're side-feed injectors. So it's not as easy as just putting injectors in it. You have to do a whole injector conversion, which then just to do injectors is going to cost you like 4K.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's not as simple as just dropping injectors in there. There's a whole conversion you have to do.
Yeah, okay. What would be the way to do it? Because I know my mate did one in his Cross 4, and he put a VF34 in, and his was fine.
Did he have bigger injectors or stock injectors?
No, he had the... I believe he had the stock injectors.
Yeah, maybe just double-check with him. If it's got the stock injectors, we can do the same thing to yours. It's just that those injectors are going to be topped out.
Yeah, and then what, they're going to wear out quicker, aren't they?
No, you're just not going to be able to make any more power than whatever the injectors give you.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
To be fair, what's your personal opinion on me doing it? Because, you know, I know it's an auto and I know it's a cross four. And I want a little bit more power, so what should I do? Should I go for a
Even just
four,
the two
or...
is going to give you a bit more power straight off the bat.
Okay. Do you know how much more power I'm looking at, Rusty?
Probably another 30 kilowatts over factory. So
okay.
Factory, they're probably, I reckon, 100 kilowatts. After the tune,
yep.
You might get 130.
All right, yep. Okay. And then anything more than that, I have to, like if I was to do the turbo, it's going to be a bit more work.
Yeah, then you need a turbo. If your mate's got the stock injectors, we can probably get the same result for you. So with the VF34, you might get, you know, 160, I'd say, before the injectors top out, 160 to 170.
Yep.
Do you know how much power he's on, mate?
You wouldn't be able to check on your system, would you?
No, it's only on the dyno.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it probably would have made 170.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be guessing.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, because I think the STI injectors have to do the same thing with the conversion, is that right?
Yeah, they're a different style of injector. So I'm pretty sure Forrester's are side-feed injectors. I could be wrong. Pretty sure they're side-feeds. If they're top-feed injectors, then that's nice and easy. Then we can just slam STI injectors in it, no dramas.
Okay, yeah, then that's... Okay.
Just depends on what style of injector
okay.
You got.
All right, but you reckon just do the downpipe and the air intake? And
I reckon
then...
do just the initial couple mods first and see how you feel about it. Like, it might be plenty for you. Like, it'll be good fun. Like, a lot more punchy than what it is right now.
Yep.
And then see what you want to do from there.
Okay. Now, in terms of the air intake, I've seen that there's two. It's like PCIA 03, and then there's the 05, I think.
Yeah, you need the small one.
Okay, the smaller one.
The big ones don't suit Forrester's. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it does say on, I think it was on car mods that it suited it, but I didn't know whether or not it was a good idea.
It'll fit, but it's not easy to make it fit. So just get the small one. There's no need for the big one. You're going to have zero advantage out of that.
Okay, all right, yeah. So it's I think it's like 68 mil over the 72 mil?
I think you need the 72, not the 76.
Oh, okay, yes, 72. Okay.
Just whichever size is the normal small one, the smallest one I've got.
Okay, all right. I'll probably order one. When am I looking at in terms of tune day to do it?
We're looking at towards the end of November at the moment.
Okay, and how much is the... is it better me putting the air intake myself and then driving it to you, or what's the better idea to do?
You can if you want, but yeah, just make sure you fit it right. If you fit it wrong, then obviously we're going to have to charge you to fix it anyway. And then the downpipe is 300 to... Oh, I've already run you through it anyway. Tune's 990. It's up to you. If you want to fit the intake yourself, go for it. But yeah, we'll obviously have to check it over, and if it's done wrong, we'll have to fix it.
Okay, all right. So I'm just looking at fitting for the air intake and then the downpipe. So I'm looking maybe at 2.2 roughly?
plus the tune.
Okay.
So the downpipe we were saying was going to be like 1500-ish or whatever.
Yep.
Within the mod, and then 300 to fit it, so you're at 1800.
Mm-hmm.
Plus fitting the intake is 150.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that? That's 1950. And then we're going to do the intercooler at the same time or down the track?
No, I'll probably do it down the track because will I have to retune or is it just a checkup for that?
It'll be a data log and a touch up. So 150.
Okay,
for that.
So that's 150.
Yeah, so you're at 1950 and then plus the tune, another 990 gets you close to 3K.
Okay, all right. I'll probably order the air intake now then, and then I'll call once it's in. I'd rather call once it's in, so then I can at least start with it.
Yeah, done. Easy.
All right, done. No worries. Thank you. I appreciate your time and help.
No, all good. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
See ya.